You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Dave.
Yeah.
You did Footloose.
I already talked about Footloose. Yes, I did.
So you did. You posted Footloose, which I listened to it, and speaking of Lithgow, no, this is nothing negative. Don't worry, okay. It's all good. You're fine.
My solo shit. I always like, all right, I wait for somebody to just go, you know, shut the fuck up, Dave.
Although I will say I disagreed with your take on St. Elmo's Fire on a few things.
Okay, we can talk about that later. Fair enough.
So anyway, the Footloose thing with Lithgow made me think how versatile he is, you know? Mm-hmm. And when he did Footloose and he did Third Rock from the Sun, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a moment in Third Rock from the Sun when he quotes himself from Footloose. It's one of the, I'm watching it going, oh my gosh, that is hysterical. He's quoting himself from a movie. And it was one of his speeches, or not speeches, but one of his, what do you call it? Exhortation or whatever you want to call
sermon?
It. Yeah, one of his sermons. It was like a few lines from one of his sermons. And I just thought it was so funny to see him, you know, he did it like jokingly, but it was himself. It was great. It was great. Great moment. So anyway, so how about that whiskey?
How about that whiskey? Yeah.
I think we
should probably go to main topic then.
Yeah, let's get on.
Let's get it on.
Get on.
This is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am
Why,
Dave.
Why, yes, I can. I can dig it, Dave. How about you, Rose? Can you dig it?
I'm bringing the shovel, baby. Bringing the shovel.
Nice.
All right, pop quiz. Where did I get that from?
Oh, that's easy. That's the Warriors.
All right, thank you. Just want to make sure. Just a little retro check.
The 1979?
Was it 79? I don't remember the year. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because obviously we suck at trivia, so just wanted to make sure you guys are catching the reference.
We do?
But, I mean, all we have to do is have our quiz master back on, Jason, and he'll prove to us how much we suck.
We do need to have round two, really.
There were people that were yelling at the podcast, apparently, of how bad we did.
Awesome.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Step up.
But
maybe they want to be on there.
Yeah. Well, actually,
we need to have some contestants on.
I think
Some alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be up for that.
That'd be, oh my god, that'd be a little chaos if there was like more than, you know, the three of us as gaming.
Well, no, I would consider stepping back and allowing whoever was the most dissatisfied with our answers from the last time, if we can reach them and say, hey, come on the next show and you guys can go against them.
Oh hell yeah. And we pick the questions and let their happy asses answer.
That's too much work, people.
It's a lot of work.
That's not a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Five questions each. That's not bad.
No. That's preparation. We don't do that. Jason does. We don't do that. So anyway, as you can tell, we got Rose and we got Scott online. And what? I'll let you talk. Hey.
This was rather an unorthodox intro.
It was. We just kind of went just really just off the rails.
I think it was my fault. I interrupted you.
Yeah, I know you did, bastard. Or I mean,
Tangent alert.
And that's really pretty much the theme of the show today. Listener, what you should know is we want to first off say happy Halloween to everybody, because when you're listening to this, it'll be that week, Halloween week. And we've had a build-up of talking about our 70s, 80s, and 90s favorite horror movies that you would have already enjoyed. And we're going to wrap up the month of October talking about our favorite Halloween memories. So there's really not a standard format for this. We're just really going to be telling stories about things from our youth, or maybe, you know, not so young days where, you know, we had some retro stuff going on that we wanted to share with you. So that's really the purpose of this. It's going to be Halloween themed, not necessarily scary, but just, you know, just some stuff, some stories that we wanted to share with you. I know that you guys had kind of, you know, some thought process around some stories you wanted to share, but what I just wanted to bring up was a recollection of kind of the big difference between trick-or-treating in the 70s and the 80s. And predominantly, you know, when I was early in years in the 70s, when we go trick-or-treating, you know, it was nothing for you to get, you know, baked goods from your neighbors, you know, be it muffins or cookies or whatever, you know, something that they would have prepared, or candied apples that they had made at home. And then in the 80s, you know, I was still too young to, like, be completely up with the news, but I knew that there was scares going on. And I knew that there was a big deal where you couldn't just accept that kind of handmade food anymore. It had to be in the wrapper. And hospitals were even getting to the point where they would allow you to come get your candy x-rayed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what a shift from the decades of, you know, where you could just go out and be out all night and nobody really cared and you were safe. And then something in the 80s just changed and it flipped on a dime and everybody got paranoid. Now, I know that there was some shit that went down, but, you know, being a kid, it's not like I really followed it. But I just, you know, even to this day, you know, it's still something that we're cognizant of, where we're inspecting our kids' candy when they get back and check to make over things. But, you know, we have ulterior motives, of course, because we're also looking for our favorite candies. Yeah, so we can keep, you know, I can keep the Reese's Pieces and, you know, my wife gets her sugar daddies.
Doesn't she already have one?
Anyway, but yeah, I mean, do you guys remember that? You remember when things kind of changed, between the decades there? You want to, Scott, do you have something there?
No, you know, I just remember it being more, people were becoming more stressed about things, and you heard all the stories of the needles and things, people were putting needles in candy, and then of course they were talking about getting away from taking fresh foods or foods that weren't wrapped, you know, and then that the whole wrapping thing became the big deal, right?
Right.
Everything had to be wrapped, individually wrapped, and it's just, it's, things changed definitely from, I don't know, it probably started in the right around 80, 81, when you start hearing things were getting weird. And then later on it even changed more, and now it's, I don't even know what Halloween is like anymore. Like, I don't understand. I don't want to get too far ahead, but I have thoughts on Halloween.
You have thoughts on
on how things have changed so much,
right,
from back then. Like, you're talking about the candy, and I'm talking, I want to talk about something else quickly. So, if
well,
you don't mind.
Well, then, but, hold on.
I don't know. Like, we don't have the normal...
we don't have the same format.
Format that we normally do. So, I don't want to get too crazy on certain subjects.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far off on a tangent without... I mean, okay. Rose, you were a parent during that transition, weren't you?
Oh, right.
Well, yeah, but in the 70s, I mean, I still remember, you know, being a young kid, you know, because like when 1970, I was like 10.
Right.
So I had, you know, a couple more years to celebrate, you know, the fantastic world of Halloween and trick-or-treating and everything before I thought, oh, God, is this stupid. But, yeah, so I remember the transition when we get like, what do you call it, the clear cling wrap popcorn saran bowls.
Wrap.
Saran wrap, thank you. We call it cling film. But, you know. Anyway, so we'd get that, and then of course the parents would make candied apples with the actual bread candy. Instead of the caramel apple, which was awesome. And you would get, you know, like little like cupcakes and cookies and things like that. And then when I was older and my kids were older, and this is in the 80s now, and they're old enough to trick or treat. My daughter was like 4, I think. So we would go out and you had all the horror stories about hypodermic needles, you know, they're found in Twinkies and razor blades and apples, and people were putting, I think some point somebody was putting heroin in oranges or something like that. It was just really, really super scary. So that began the onset of the mall trick-or-treat.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
where
right.
You would go to the mall and all the stores reluctantly would participate because, man, they sure hated that shit. You know, if they ran out of candy, they'd be like, yeah, okay, I don't get paid enough to do this. You know, we're done. And you'd go all around the mall. And then that was like early enough because it was like 3 to 5 maybe. And then the nighttime, that's when you hit your neighborhoods and everybody, you know, went to, you know, you would take them if you had a car, transportation of some kind, you take them to the rich neighborhoods because they gave all the good, they gave chocolate, you know, and that was like the unicorn back in the day when you got like a shit ton of chocolate. And you're like, oh man, look at all these candy bars I got, you know, and suckers, and gum was always a big favorite. And then, you know, a lot of times I didn't have the, you know, it was a fast paced, fast moving, you know, trip. So, you know, you go to a house, you know, and you get the candy dumped in the bag. Oh, how cute you look, blah, blah, blah. Move on to the next one. And then when you get home, everybody has to dump their bag out, you know, and then we search for unwrapped candy and apples and baked goods and things like that. And we couldn't take the chance. We just tossed them.
Right.
And, you know, I always feel bad about wasting food, but holy crap. You know, it was a horrible time, you know, not everybody had the wherewithal to go to a hospital to have their shit x-rayed. I mean, you know, not sure they charge you for that, but maybe not. I don't know. But, you know, wherever you went, you were going to experience some kind of line of some kind where you're going to have to wait. And you know how kids are about waiting. That's not in their vocabulary. So,
right.
You know, it's just easier for mom to sit home, go home and sit on the floor. And, you know, my kids do that with their kids to this day. You know, they go and they check the bags, and honestly, the little ones, they're like, why are you checking my candy? Are you looking for the ones that you like? They have like no concept of what they're doing. You know, it's just like, no, we're going to make sure there's no bad candy in there. And my granddaughter said one year, she goes, You can have, what did she say? You can have my dum-dums. I don't like those. Are bad. You can have those. Not quite what we meant, sweetie, but thank you. But yeah, so it was a very, very scary transition. But, you know, you're wiser for it, and you're able to pass that on.
Yeah, wisdom. I always wonder about the adults that ruined the ride.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that, you know, somebody had to have done that. Somebody had to have put the razor blades in there. Somebody had to have put the, the toxins in, mm-hmm. you know, the stuff to ruin the ride for the, you know, for, you know, changing kind of how things go. And it's kind of like, you know, when somebody puts that, you know, the label on the coffee that says, caution, this may be hot. You realize somebody mm-hmm. spilled it on themselves and sued, you know, and ruined the ride for the rest of us. And so I always wonder about, who's the jack-off that, you know, was putting shit in kids' candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes you wonder if that was, like, rumors can get blown out of proportion, whether it happened to one person or 10 people. It's still terrible that any of that happened. Like if a kid was poisoned or cut or injured or whatever, but sometimes, you know, you get, it's almost like a urban legend type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, where you don't really know if this is going on, but do you want to take those chances? Do parents want to take those chances? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a shame, like you said, that somebody had to ruin it for a lot of people and change things and throw it. Let's just throw a wrench into the system. Yeah.
That's
a good idea. So.
Yeah. And who knows what, you know, how they're wired or what they're thinking. And, you know, if they, you know, that was their way of, I don't know. I don't even know how to even think like them. So I don't even know what to compare it to. But, to me, I always wonder about that. I always wonder, you know, I mean, obviously I could probably Google it and find out more information, but, I'm you know, sure. I mean, I remember the shift, you know, I was around for that shift, and it seemed like innocence was lost,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, definitely. You know, and somehow, you know, throughout the years, as I've gotten older and as I've now have kids, I just realized that, you know, things have become more politically correct and safe.
Sterile.
And it had to become that way because of people along the way ruining the ride. You know, mm-hmm. and it's not innocent anymore. And I don't know. That's why I like to look back on the 70s and enjoy that kind of, you know, the innocence of that decade because of what I got to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Rose, you said you had started watching Freaks and Geeks a while back, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever get to the Halloween episode?
I probably did. And, you know, I watched the series. I only, like, binge-watched it for a weekend, and then I didn't watch. I never went back.
Well, it's only 18 episodes, so it's not. It was 1.5 seasons. But
yeah.
And, Dave, did you ever watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I binged that fucker. That was a great show.
It is a great show, isn't it?
Yes.
It is really like it feels so 80s, early 80s, of course.
Yeah.
But the episode that was the Halloween episode was where the main character is Lindsay, really. She's the main character, and then her little brother Sam is pretty much like the next main character, and then the stories all kind of surround them. Well, their mom said, you know, she's all excited about Halloween, so she made Halloween cookies and she was handing them out to the kids. But the thing was that one of the parents came to the door and said, "We told all our kids you can't take opened goods or opened foods or something like that." And so, like, they're all throwing the cookies back on the front lawn, you know. They're just leaving the cookies out on the front lawn. Yeah, and so she was all depressed and upset. So she ended up sending her husband to the store at the last minute to get bags of, you know, wrapped candies. So yeah, it's a really good episode. It's very fun. and we'll kind of get back to that later. I'll be referencing that same episode later on, now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, you sound like you had something you wanted to go there. You had a tangent, so, or not a tangent, but you wanted to go in a different direction with the topic. So where were you going?
I've lost it now. Hold on.
Okay.
No, just move on. It'll come back to me. I'll bounce back around to it.
Okay, Rose, did you have a story to share?
Or?
Oh, Halloween.
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, there's a couple. Well, actually, one. Well, no, there was two. There was one when I was a young kid in Cleveland. I remember living in this neighborhood, and it wasn't the greatest. Most of the people that lived there were kind of older. There were some young families there, but not very many. We lived in an apartment complex that just had like three apartments in it, but there was a lot of homeowners there that had bigger houses and things like that. So there was this one lady that lived down the street that nobody would talk to or go to her house because she had like dead trees in her yard and her lawn was like dirt. And the house was like the paint was chipping on it, and everybody said the house is haunted and she was a witch and all of this stuff, you know. And I had just like moved into the neighborhood from Chicago. It was like 7 or 8. So when all of my classmates and I went out for trick-or-treating that Halloween, we were all daring each other to go to go over this house where the witch lived and, you know, see who would get the closest to the house. And none of us, you know, actually had the balls enough to do it. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you all run up there as a group, ring the doorbell, laugh, and then we all run away, you know, and she'd come out and her hair was like all disheveled and she had like a house coat on and stuff, and she'd get mad and slam the door and we laugh because we thought it was funny. And I remember later on my aunt was telling me, she says, "You guys have a good Halloween." And I was like, "Yeah, it was fun." Went over to the witch's house and we rang her doorbell and ran away. She was, "Witch?" I'm like, "You know that old lady that lives down the street that, you know, has a messed up house and dead trees in her yard?" She goes, "Oh, and I'm just going to make up an arbitrary name because I don't remember her, actually. I'll just say Mrs. Graham." And she's like, "Mrs. Graham?" And I'm like, "Is that her name? Is she a witch?" And I'm just like wanting the details, you know, because that would be exciting, right? You know, 8 years old, we got a witch lives in the neighborhood. You know, but it also goes to show you the innocence of childhood and not being aware of life around you, not thinking that perhaps this was a lonely old lady that her husband had passed away and her children didn't live nearby and she didn't have anybody to take after the house, look after the house or take care of the yard or anything like that. And so I'm being told this story, you know, and I'm feeling like a bit of an asshole listening to it, thinking, holy shit, she's not a witch, she's just a homeless lady, you know. And so I remember seeing her later on. She was outside sweeping her lawn, or I mean her sidewalk, one day, and I was going someplace, and I said hello, and she just looked at me with this mean face and just turned her head, and I was just like, "No, I deserve that. I just totally deserve that." But, you know, it's just a one of them things, you know, you just, you're a little wiser for it, you know, and it makes you think later, you know, down the road when you see an instance like that, you know, you want to like go and help out instead of like poking fun. But so it's kind of a memory that stuck in my head forever. 50 years later, I'm still talking about it.
I could totally see that. I could totally see that, how that would become the house of urban legend. Mm-hmm. And once you get, like, more details, then you're like, God, I'm an ass.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
And the other story I had was, I'm 12 years old now. We're living in Phoenix, Arizona.
I'm 12 years old now, too.
I'm so happy for you.
At least mentally, most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, look, boobies.
Don't worry. Boobies. Don't get ahead of the story, Scott, because, you know, this is my story, so don't get ahead of it. But,
Whoa. There's boobies in the story? Hold on.
Yeah, just the fuck up. Okay. So here's
Scott
the deal.
Said boobies first. Sorry.
And you're welcome.
Okay, so I'm 12
years old. You're 12, okay.
Yes, and maybe 13, I don't know. So my friends come over, people live in a neighborhood, I really didn't have a whole lot of friends, and they're like, Rosie, you want to come trick-or-treating with us? And I'm like, no, it's okay. I was like, that's kind of for babies, isn't it? She's like, no, we're all going out. She goes, you'll get to see Robert. Robert's out. So I had this crush on this guy in a neighborhood named Robert, whatever his last name was. Anyway, so I'm just like, I don't have a costume and all this stuff. And my mom's like, who's at the door? Just being mom. I said, it's Becky from across the street. She wanted to know if I wanted to trick or treat. She goes, are you going? I'm like, I don't have a costume. Seriously? Girl, she'll be out. She'll be right with you. Slams the door, says, come on, let's go make you a costume. And I'm like, no, because, oh my God, it's like the worst possible Halloween ever. Just to have your mom make you a costume. I'm sorry. It's not as fun as you people make it out to look on TV. Okay, so this is my costume. I was an old lady in rollers and pajamas and house slippers and a robe. And my mom took a pillow and put it in the front to close the robe to resemble large breasts. And then she
I did get ahead of the story, yes. Didn't I?
Tied the bathrobe, whatever the hell, belt across, and then you put my hair in rollers and a scarf on it, and I had like cold cream on my face, and I'm just like, she just shoved me out the door with a paper sack. There you go, honey. Have fun. So I come out, and my friends are looking at me like, and they're all like, Cinderella and the little thing, what's that little elfy thing from Peter Pan, Tinkerbell? They're all like cute shit. I come out busting out looking like somebody's grandma, you know, from the ghetto, and just like, God damn, my life sucks. So we're all out walking and doing the candy thing, and the adults are actually like, hey, that's a great costume. You look like my wife when she gets up in the morning. Just like, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Just give me the candy and let me get out of here. You know, so all night, just totally mortified by adults and, you know, other people that are older than me relishing on the fact that I look like a 40-year-old housewife. And I honestly didn't think it could get worse. Really didn't think it could get worse. But then, lo and behold, the man of my dreams comes walking towards us with all of his friends. And I wanted to just a fucking peer.
The boy you had the crush on, huh?
Yep. I could have turned invisible. That would have been the most spectacular thing that happened to me that night. And instead, what do I get? He walks past, hits me in the shoulder with his shoulder, like, get out of my way, and then turns around, looks at me, and goes, ha, you wish.
What?
And I'm,
That's harsh.
Yeah.
What oh my dick. God.
I was like, can we go home now? They're like, he didn't mean that. Honestly, he's just with all his friends and he's being stupid. I wouldn't pay any more attention to him. I was like, you know, no, I want to go home now. And, you know, they convinced me that I should just, like, totally get over it. He's an asshole, blah, 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 yada, yada. And we get to this next house. This is getting to the end of the story. And I have my out. There is a god. He lives somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona, and he has a remote control that opens and closes front doors to scare the crap out of little kids. We get to this house. It is, like, massively decked to the nines with Halloween shit. We've got skeletons hanging from the trees. We've got ghosts. We've got hands on the lawn with blood. I mean, these people are, like, into it. I had never seen anything like that. This is the precursor to the flamboyant Halloweens that we have today. These guys are the forerunners. We walk up to the door and we hear some kind of like music. Like you go to press the doorbell and some music comes on. And that's like, oh shit, what the hell? And then the door opens by itself. And it's completely black inside. And I'm like, that's it. I'm gone. I just took off. I don't give a shit if you were giving away gold bars in there, man. I am fucking out of here. And I just hightailed it home, went into my room, took all of that shit off, and just cried and ate my Halloween candy.
See, and that's when you guys see, like, Lurch from, like, the Addams Family just standing there. That would be the shit. I would like die right there.
yeah. But I think I got a knock on my door. My mom's like, "You in there, Rosie?" And I'm like, "Yeah, did you have fun? Had a great time. Okay, love you. Good night." Never spoke of it. Not and oh well until this day. Yeah, it just was never a topic of a subject that I talked about. I think I might have told one of my kids or something, but later. But yeah.
Well, I'll go on the record to say Robert's an ass.
Thank you. I thought so.
Yeah.
It was very unfair.
Totally.
It wasn't even my idea. So yeah.
Yeah, you know, my mom was in that same realm where it was like the, you know, I'm gonna make costumes versus going to buy them. I remember one time she had like put together actually it was a pretty decent Dracula cape.
Right.
You know, that was like, you know, hemmed, you know, all along the edges so it wasn't like rough edges. So yeah, it was actually much later in my years when I was at the part of the school play. I was able to use that same cape as part of my costume for Romeo and Juliet when I played Benvolio.
Nice.
So it survived. I don't know where it is nowadays, but I mean, it survived up until, you know, my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember one year my mom and sister were trying to convince me that I would make a cute girl. And they wanted me to.
Don't ever fall for that.
I did not. There's no way that I fell for that. But they were trying. They were trying real hard. But no, it didn't happen. And I think that might have been the year I got to be Dracula.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't think so. Not gonna happen. I got, you know, what little rep I do have, I need to maintain.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yep. So, Scott, did you get your story yet?
Oh, yeah. No, I made a couple notes because I was forgetting where I was going, you know, because we go on tangents.
No.
Not that I ever go on tangents.
No.
Not me.
Not us.
It's never me. So, we were talking about how things were different back early in the 70s and the 80s and stuff. And, you know, back then we used to go when it would be dark out already. for the most part. Especially when you're like in, you know, fifth, sixth grade, you'd be going out and it'd be dark out already and you'd stay out till 9 or 9:30 and you know, it would just be an all, it would be an all night thing and it would be on Halloween night. Right. Mm-hmm. So this, and so I was thinking of one of the things that changed over the years, cause that's what kind of what you were talking about, how, you know, things changed. Well, Chrissy and I had just moved to, from Palatine, Illinois to Gurnee, and we had moved there during the summer. And so Halloween rolled around and I was doing something on, and it was a Sunday. I was doing something outside and it was not Halloween. It was like October 27th. Okay.
Mm.
And it's a Sunday and I know football had already started for the day and I was out front doing something, real quick. And these kids came by in costumes and they're like, trick or treat. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? It's not even Halloween. They're like, no, they, it's on Sunday before Halloween from 1 to 4. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was caught so off guard. I'm like, this is, and this was like 1999.
Wow.
Like what are you talking about? And I mean, we were not prepared. I mean, we had candy. We were ready to hand out candy for Halloween, but we're like, it's buried in the pantry right now. I'm like, okay. You know, in my head, I'm going, don't panic. Just go get the candy and tell Chrissy to have candy ready because the next 3 hours are going to be about kids coming by on a Sunday afternoon, not on Halloween. And it was just so bizarre. It was like living in a different world. I mean, so weird. I mean, really, think about it. I wonder if it was Halloween. Maybe it was Halloween Day. I'd have to look up the date to see what day it actually fell on. Because I know it was 1999. It was the first year we were living in Gurnee, and we just bought the house or bought the townhome. Mm. Let's see.
Did your gas
Halloween?
Gas gate out in Gurnee.
Yeah. No, gas money run out in Gurnee.
Yeah, that was a Sunday. October 31st.
It was Sunday. Okay, yeah. So what? It did end up being a Sunday. So it was Halloween, but it was like it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon when kids started.
Who does that?
Wait, what?
That's so crazy.
And that was the rule in that town. It was, and if it didn't fall on Halloween, I learned this as the years went on. If it didn't fall on a Sunday, it was the Sunday previous to the actual day that they would have trick or treating. I'm like, how wrong is this? This is just not right. Sure. It's not the way it's supposed to be. So it was just so bizarre. Just very bizarre.
It's never the Sunday before, but it's always like way, way early. Like so much so that like I miss some of the festivities of trick or treating because I'm still at work.
Right.
And then I get home and I'm like, all right, well, we already went out once. You know, if you want to go out again with the kids, you know, I'm like, well, great, thanks. I get second servings, you know. But, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is now. It's like they get started like early afternoon because, you know, they got to accommodate, you know, the young kids. So,
and is there like an age? There's like no age limit to Halloween trick-or-treating anymore?
There's absolutely none. I mean, somebody can put on sunglasses and say it's a costume now.
You know, I had an instance where I was over at a friend of the family. She's got three boys, and she knows all of my kids, so they all went to high school together. And they're out taking their kids trick-or-treating throughout the neighborhood. So they're like, Mom, can you hold down the fort till we get back? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, how hard can it be? You're just like saying, oh, how cute you look. Here's some candy. Off you go. Three guys that look like they could have worked at like Jiffy Lube show up. And when I get startled by something that's an anomaly, I get like super ghetto. I'm just like, what the fuck are you like, do you have a job or something? Honey, how old are you? He's like, 15. I'm like, no, that's not a 15-year-old voice, okay?
I'm 15.
You guys sound like you work at the shipyards or something. Why are you here? I just want candy, man. I'm like, okay, well, tell you what. Trick-or-treating is for young, small children, not people that just graduated from college. So here's your candy. Sayonara. Don't go back. They're all like, what the fuck is wrong with her? It's like, you're grown men. Are you already, like, married and have kids or something? Why are you showing up for trick-or-treat? Freak me out. I was like, I could not believe that. I would have been so mortally...
That's a nice beard you got.
I know. I was just like, did you just get off work? What the hell? Got your cutlass out there running? Anyway, but yeah, all the snark things, I had all of them. I immediately became like David Spade on a good day. Nice. So. I could not stop. 15, my ass. If you're 15, I'm 15. Yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, so that's the new millennia. Yep. you can trick or treat as long as you can walk. You can trick or treat. It's crazy.
So Scott, did you have anything else there that you were sharing?
Oh, I have a couple other Halloween thoughts and stories.
Okay.
So initially, we were going to talk about in our messaging back and forth, we were talking about our favorite costumes.
Yeah.
And I was really struggling to remember any of my costumes from a kid. And I'm thinking, I don't even remember seeing any pictures of me dressed up in any costumes. As I'm looking back, you know, because you always find like these photos that are, you know, long lost photos. You're like, oh yeah, that, you know, that's when I was like in fifth grade and I was this for Halloween, or this was Christmas of that year, or Easter or whatever. There's always like usually some kind of special occasion pictures, but I cannot remember any. I do remember one costume that. Now, Rose, you were saying that, you know, you never want your mom to be the person that helps you with your costume, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, because that's like when I was a kid.
In most cases, yeah. I was on the opposite side. I had the best parents for Halloween. Like, even though I don't remember a lot of the costumes I had. Mm-hmm. There was one costume that my mom helped me make, and this is going back to – I'm making the reference back to Freaks and Geeks. In that episode, Sam was dressed up as Gort from the day that the Earth stood still. Now, I didn't dress up specifically as Gort, but my mom made me this cool robot costume. I think this was third grade. It had to be third grade. So – I was in Chicago at the time. Remember this. But yeah, we took the, tubes, like what you would get wrapping paper in, but the bigger ones that are like 3 or 4 inches wide. And we made, she made arms out of them, and we made this cool robot costume. Nice. That same year, she and my dad put together the best Halloween party ever. And we had it in my grandparents' basement, which is already kind of creepy. Didn't take a lot of effort to make it more creepy. Cause it's just a lot of old stuff hanging around. It wasn't a finished basement. Okay. And it was kind of musty smelling. So it was just very fitting for a Halloween party. So this is third grade and it was a costume party. And I remember this one guy and several people from that time that I still stay in touch with occasionally remember this moment of our friend, Rob. Rob came to the party. Remember this third grade guy. Mm-hmm. Side note, my grandparents' basement had a separate entrance. It had two entrances, one from inside the house and one from outside the house. And so we were using the outside entrance for everybody to go down directly into the basement instead of going through the house, because it just add a little more atmosphere, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Rob came. His mom or his dad, maybe his parents, helped him make this costume. He was a caterpillar, okay? So he had these three giant, like, three giant sections on his body, okay? So, like, round sections, like, for his head and then for his, his midsection and then for his legs. I don't know. I don't remember how he was locking. But he actually fell down the basement stairs.
No.
Coming in. Now, he had so much padding on that he was completely unharmed.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So anyway, everybody, you know, we get all our guests there, and my mom and dad put on this great little show where so all the kids sat in a circle, okay, and my mom played like a witch, or I think she was a witch. She dressed up as a witch, and we had a sheet that we put over, like, we all sat down on the floor like Indian style, right? And we had this sheet that we put, and we had to put our hands under the sheet in our laps, right? And she passed around dishes of things, and like, we had like grapes that were peeled, and those were like the eyes, you know, and so we were gonna make a like a mummy come back to life, right? My dad made all these dishes. My grandma had part of this. Grandma and grandpa had a little bit to do with it too. But they made all these dishes where everybody had to put their hands in the bowls, but they couldn't see what they were touching, right? And it felt like body parts, and just it was really bizarre.
Wow.
And so at the end, you know, all the bowls got passed around under the sheet, and then my mom would take it, and she would take it and put it over behind they had made like a, not a coffin, but like a little area that my dad was laying down. He was wrapped up in like a mummy thing. You know, he was wrapped in all ace bandages, and he had these crazy eyes like set in the bandages. And so my mom says, you know, some kind of mumbo jumbo witchcraft stuff. Right. And we had all touched the things, and my dad sits up out of behind this thing. And like, this mummy comes to life after.
Oh my God.
Bunch of third graders, and everybody's screaming and freaking out. Oh, it was a good night. That was a good time.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a good Halloween for that. But see, the weird thing was, I couldn't remember like all the things that I dressed up for as Halloween over all those years. But I had that moment, and that kind of trumps everything else that I ever had to think about or remember, or all the fun stuff that I might have had as far as costumes go.
That's a good one.
I'll never forget Rob falling down the stairs.
That's wretched.
In fact, so fast forward 30 years, when Facebook started to become more popular and started connecting with a few people, you know, that I hadn't seen in two decades or whatever, maybe fast forward 20, 25 years, but I hadn't seen Rob, and he was a good friend of mine back in third grade. I hadn't seen him in 20 plus years. I contact him on Facebook, and we're like, yeah, let's go grab a beer together. You know, I was living in the area again. And so I met up with him at this place in Addison, and we get talking, and he goes, hey, you remember when I had that costume and I fell down your stairs? So it was a memorable moment for a lot of people, not just him and I, but in fact, my other buddy Joe, we still joke about it every once in a while. So it's fun stuff.
That's awesome.
So those are my Halloween stories. That's pretty much all I have.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Thanks for bringing this up, because I hadn't thought about these memories in a long time, and and I'm getting a good belly laugh out of it, you know?
Yeah.
That is that good. I forgot how funny it was.
Oh, well, that's exactly what the you know, the show's about, right? We're we're reminiscing, we're remembering the simpler times, hopefully, you know, some of our memories, you know, helped our listeners, you know, with some of theirs. At least that's what we hope, you know, when we bring this kind of stuff up. You know, I don't think any of us mentioned, like, the plastic costumes. You remember those plastic 80s things where it looked like a garbage bag, you know, and you had the you know, characters from like Star Wars, and I think Ben Cooper was the one that made the costumes. That was the name of the company, and you know, they had the plastic mask with the eye holes in them, and I just remember how, you know, those were so cheap, but nowadays they're like so nostalgic because everybody's like, you know, that's what they had when they were back then, you know, what looked like in essence was a garbage bag. You know, with, you know, whatever color, you know, and it always had like the character emblazoned in the front of the, you know, the thing, but then also the plastic mask that accompanied it. So you kind of felt like, you know, Yoda or Chewbacca or G.I. Joe or
Rainbow
Bright. Yeah. So, I don't remember having any of those, but I just remember those being just the thing in the 80s.
Now, see, and I don't see those anymore either. Like, even I don't see them even for kids. But yeah. I would love to sport one of those to a costume party. I think it would be hysterical. Like, you know, I don't know what character, but just whatever character you could find. With that cheesy plastic mask and that piece of elastic string that would just break every time, even though it had the little metal.
Because you always had to retie it, right? And all it was like two little staples that had, that were keeping it attached to the side, right?
So. Oh, yeah. It was like the cheapest way you could ever make it. They must have made a fortune on those things because – I know they didn't charge. They didn't charge what they were worth.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Sorry, people. That must have been really loud. You can try to edit that out, Dave.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Good luck.
Ben Cooper Halloween costumes. Let's see what comes up.
Did you say Bradley Cooper?
No, Ben Cooper. Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Wow, he was doing some stuff I didn't know about.
Everything, okay?
Before A Star Is Born.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that movie.
Oh, dude, really?
Totally made me cry. Okay, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
You did. You actually posted it on Facebook. This.
Chrissy went last night and saw it. And she came away angry.
Did angry? She?
Yeah, she was like, that was like a really just a not a feel-good movie at all.
Oh, well,
it's not, she's not familiar with the first three?
No, first three?
Yes!
There was more than, there were three.
I didn't know there were three.
So Janet Harper was the one in 1937, Judy Garland's 1954, Barbara Streisand's 1972, or three, and then this one.
Streisand Christofferson is the only one that's familiar with, and she'd never seen that either.
Well, see, they just kept the storyline, and I was watching something on Watch Mojo, but it was one of the other ones on YouTube, and it was like, I don't think I'd ever seen any of them, and I just totally let you know right at the beginning, this is who these people are, this is what happens at the end, and I'm just like, oh, well, I guess I don't need to see them.
Yeah, terribly depressing movie from what I was told by Chrissy. And I don't remember, I do not remember if I ever saw the original one from 72. Or not the original one, but the previous one. The previous one from 72. The only original one in my lifetime.
Right. still around. So.
Yeah, she's like, I wouldn't recommend this movie to anybody, really. She said the acting is phenomenal, but it's not really a good feel-good movie. So
it's not. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's death and tragedy and just unhappiness.
It'll win the Academy Award unless something else comes up against it that's even more depressing.
And Chrissy said that Lady Gaga was, like, outstanding, like, really, really well done. She's very talented. She's very talented, but and then Bradley Cooper, I guess, was really good too. So
Sam Elliott did an awesome job, and
Sam Elliott's a class act, though. He's been around for a long time. I don't remember ever seeing him in a role that I didn't like him, how he portrayed it.
Yeah,
he's just cool. Sam Elliott's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, especially in Roadhouse.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Good know.
Oh, Rose. Really? You never saw Roadhouse? Did we have this conversation?
We did have this conversation. Okay. She got kind of burned out by Swayze.
Okay, so Rose has to watch Roadhouse, and Dave, you have to watch The Thing. Still.
I do still have to watch The Thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I told myself I would watch it before the end of the month, so I'm kind of running out of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're halfway, everybody.
We got like 2.5 weeks.
Yep. I got to make it happen.
I'm telling you, you will not regret it, dude.
I'm not actively avoiding it. It's just one of those things I just don't make time for.
It's on either Prime or Netflix.
I don't know. You had plenty of time to go see Venom and A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Dude,
A Star Is Born was accommodating
you want
the wife.
A Star Is Born. But you had the thing.
It was a wife pick. Wife pick. She trumps me staying home watching a John Carpenter movie. Sorry.
I'm sorry. How important is the podcast to you, Dave?
Ooh, so now it's either her or this, the podcast?
Yeah, I'm throwing down an ultimatum. It's either Patty or the podcast. P or P?
Well, it was really nice knowing you guys.
Good answer, Dave. Very good answer.
Because we don't want her coming after us with a machete.
No. And of course...
She's only done that once. I mean, as far as you know.
Machete. The other time it was just a screwdriver.
Yeah. Look, they can't prove anything.
Even if it's on video, deny it.
Yes. Apparently you can do that nowadays.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that is super cute.
What's cute?
You just got Yoda, a picture?
Empire Strikes Back, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Ben Cooper ones that I was mentioning.
Where? What? What? I don't see anything. I don't have my Facebook open, though.
Oh, well, there you go. That's how you got to see
it. Oh, here we go. Okay. Messenger. And it's not... Oh, man, that's really cheesy because it's not even like the robe. Like the best way to be the robe with no... You don't have the word Yoda or Empire Strikes Back on it. You just have the mask and the robe-looking plastic wear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's what the Ben Cooper 80s costumes. I mean, that was how they were done, man. You know, you had the advertisement on the front of here's who I'm supposed to be, and then the cheesy mask. So it was really just it looked like a garbage bag with the label on it.
It really does.
Yeah.
Wow. You should post that on.
Yeah, that's an Instagram.
Twitter
thing.
And Facebook, or Instagram. We're all three.
Doodly doo.
All right. So, as we wrap this up, we wanted to again remind everybody to have a safe and wonderful Halloween. And hopefully you get some of those nostalgic retro candies that were, you know, a big deal back then.
We didn't even get to talk about the candy.
Do you have a favorite retro candy that's not around anymore?
Yes, Marathon Bar.
Marathon Bar. Wow, I haven't seen that around in a long time.
Yep, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
There's one it was apparently a English company that made these back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they still sell them like overseas as something else. It's called something mm-hmm. else. But they stopped distributing it as Marathon Bar here in the States, and it was always one of my favorites, even though it's like one of the most simple things you can have. It's just caramel. Huh?
No, I was just saying, I'll ask Richard and he'll figure out what it is, because, you know, he's like traditions.
It's all it is caramel and milk chocolate, like covering the caramel. And it was like in a loose braid. It was like made in like a loose braid.
Yeah.
And I remember the commercial was like, it lasts a long time. It's never as long as a marathon or long as a marathon or something like that. And it came in these sticks that were probably about, I'd say 12, 14 inches long. In the pack, it was like 12 or 14 inches, something like that. But I always loved those. And then another one that I loved, and it was very culturally time specific, was Reggie.
Oh yeah, Reggie.
The
bars.
Reggie. Mm-hmm. And they weren't even bars; they were more like giant turtles.
Yeah,
because they were like roundish,
mm-hmm.
and they were pretty basic too. I think they had nougat and caramel and peanuts, and they were milk chocolate covered. I think that was pretty much it.
Nice.
Always loved those, which are gone. But then I also like the other side of things, like sweet tarts and then tiny tarts. Do you remember tiny tarts?
No.
They were like sweet tarts.
I said I remember sweet tarts, but not tiny tarts.
No, tiny tarts were like little pellets. Like the size of pellets that you would feed a rabbit or a hamster, okay?
I think I remember those.
Yeah, they were called Tiny Tarts. Look them up.
Didn't they come in a box, like Nerds?
No, they came in a plastic bag, like a baggie.
Weird.
Yeah.
What a strange way to...
I loved them. But they tasted just like sweet tarts. They were just compressed sugar.
You could just shove a bunch of it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago. No, wait. No, it wasn't a couple years ago. It was earlier this year. It was my 50th birthday. My friends gave me a Star Wars lunchbox full of retro candies. Like Dots.
Nice.
Sticks.
Oh,
and,
love Dots.
Dip Lick-A-Made.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff with the sugar, with the sugar thing that you would dip in the sugar,
because
there wasn't quite enough sugar going on.
Yeah, like a little spoon that's made out of sugar, and then you dip it in the powder, and then my kids love those.
And I got some wax root beer.
Oh man, I used to love the little wax sodas. Oh my god,
wax sodas. Oh yes. Oh my god,
they're so awesome.
Yeah, you can still get all this stuff online, and there's like an industry for it, like retro.
Yeah,
candy.
There is. It Crazy. Totally is.
Yeah. So I got this whole Star Wars. It was Episode 4. You know, that Star Wars cover of, and it's the old tin lunchbox, and they stuffed it full of these retro candies for my 50th birthday, and it's a wonderful day. It's a good day.
Awesome.
It's a good gift. Very good gift. In fact, I still have some of the candies because Chrissy just doesn't want me to ingest that much. she doesn't want me to take in that much candy, sugar, bad fake sugar. time. So like spread it out or get rid of it.
Nice. That makes sense.
She's always looking out for me.
That's great.
Stop eating cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Oh my god.
Okay.
One of the candies that I used to like as a kid, and I didn't realize that, you know.
Tart Tinies. Sorry, they're not tiny tarts. They're Tart and Tinies.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. No problem. Anyway, go on. One of the candies from your kid that you were when you were kids. Yeah, Rose. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. No, you're fine. So, it, and I know they still have it, but I didn't realize they still had it. If that makes any sense. So, I used to always, they'd have like Bit of Honey.
Oh, I love Bit of Honey. It was so good.
And it was so yummy and chewy. And then it had like this, like a melty effect once you chewed it all up. And it was just so delicious. And I hadn't seen it for years, had completely forgotten about it. Fast forward to like last year. And I'm ordering music gear off of Sweetwater.com. And one of the things that they do is they have like anything musical you could possibly get your hands on. And it's accoutrement, you know, like mic stands and papers, whatever, what do you call it? Music stands and guitars and drums and ukuleles and everything. So I needed some stuff for my recording. So I ordered a bunch of stuff from them. And in my box was a little tiny bag of candy, of assorted candy. And it said, you know, thank you for shopping at Sweetwater or something like that. And I fucking lost my mind when I opened the bag and I saw like three Bit of Honeys in there. I was like, oh my God! My voice just went immediately and like three octaves higher than I normally talk. And my husband's looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, opening it, shoving it in my mouth. There's a Bit of Honey.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Bit of Honey is one of my all-time favorites, actually. Bit of Honey is good stuff. It's so tasty.
And it is. And then when I got the, you know, because everything, you know, you just shop online, you get a survey. And it was like they sent me a survey. Did you get your package? You know, how was everything in the package? And I wrote back, you guys are amazing. You sent me candy. I love you. You know, everything in the box could have been broken. And I would be like, fuck, you sent me candy.
You got Bit of Honey.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Another one that was a toffee type or taffy type mm-hmm. candy, which that Bit of Honey is kind of a taffy, chewy stuff, right? Was Abba Zaba.
Abba Zaba. Oh my
remember
God.
Those?
I don't remember that now.
Okay, so it was about the size of like a Heath bar size, you know, like you know what Heath bar is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like flat and about that size, and it was a white taffy with peanut butter in the middle. Well. Peanut butter filling. Peanut butter like filling. But it was really good. That's always one of my favorites too.
So it's a taffy candy bar with peanut butter center.
Yeah. Look it up. Abba Zaba. It's got black and yellow checkers on
the Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Mary Jane's were good too when I could eat peanut butter. And I guess they have them now, like you guys were saying at retrocandy.com or whatever the hell you call it. But and that was just all some kind of nougat with peanut butter, some kind of something with peanut butter. But it was actually really good. I used to like those.
Yeah, the ones that I remember are like still, I think, available. Like I've seen Pop Rocks, you know, still out in the wild somewhere. So that's still, you know, still like not easily available, but I think it's out there. The straws that are like just chock full of colored sugar.
Yeah, that's pixie sticks.
Yeah, pixie sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you got the regular the small size like the 12 inch ones, right. And then you, if you go to Six Flags, you get the giant ones.
Oh yeah,
that are like 3 feet long, And the plastic, they're in plastic. The plastic is so hard. If you don't have scissors or something, you can't get the damn things open. You're like chewing and biting and trying just to get the damn thing open.
Yeah.
So yeah, pixie sticks.
Yep.
Good memories.
Yeah. For me though, the go-to candy nowadays is the Reese's peanut butter cup. So.
Yeah, that'll never die.
Yeah.
That classic will never die.
Whoever the mad genius is that decided to put chocolate and peanut butter together, thank you.
Just and we go to those commercials were awesome too.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s. Hey, you got your chocolate, my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter on my chocolate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to bring this candy thing to, I don't know if it's going to be a screeching halt or if it's going to be a good thing. Candy cigarettes.
Yes, I remember those.
Now there were two kinds. Yeah. One was like a pure stick of just hard sugar with a red tip on the end, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other was bubble gum that was wrapped in paper and had powdered sugar on the inside of the wrapper, and you could blow in it and make it look like smoke coming out. I would love to hand those out at Halloween this year.
Just to see
the parents' reaction.
Oh, honey, they would take you down in a heartbeat.
Would that be great on video, though? Think about how many hits you would get on that. people throwing candy cigarettes at your front door.
I know.
What are you thinking?
Exactly.
Either that or like, oh my God, I remember these. These are awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done monopolizing the conversation. I apologize.
You're
fine. If you click the link I just sent you, though, there's you can order those for $6.95.
With the cigarettes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm on the first link, I went and typed in retro in the search bar, and it brought up a bunch of great stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rock candy.
Yeah.
Charms.
Oh, hold on a sec.
Charms, holy crap.
Refresh my memory. What are charms again? Oh, they're the lollipop.
No.
Charms blow pop?
Those were charms blow pops. These were just charms. Squares.
Oh, okay. Oh, was that the one with the jellies?
No, I don't think these were jellies. I think they were hard candy.
Oh, okay.
Then there was another one that was similar to that. Now and later.
So now I eat some now, save some for later. I love now and later.
Oh, yeah. So yummy.
Sorry, I was going back to the original link. So.
There's so many great songs, great candies out there. See, we didn't even get to hardly touched on this at all.
Oh, dear God. Candy corn. Love me some candy corn.
See, I cannot stand candy corn. I never understood candy corn.
Candy corn is a bomb, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You're one of them.
I'm one of them.
I think you're an alien. How about Big League Chew?
Big League Chew. Oh, yes. Definitely. I was rocking the Big League Chew.
Yeah. Spree. Now, these are all things that came in my kit, my lunchbox kit. I got Spree and what else? Oh, Cowtails.
Oh, I remember those. Those are so cool. Love Cowtails. I just asked Richard about the Marathon Bar.
Yes.
And he said that Marathon Bar in Britain was a Snickers. They just changed the name so it matched this one here in the United States. And I said, no, he was talking about a long twisty kind of a candy. And
it was called something else.
It was a Curly Whirly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he brought some back. They're long. They're like 12, 13 inches long.
Yeah.
And it's braided. Yeah.
Loosely braided, and you pull on it, and the chocolate cracks and falls apart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
I can see it so clearly.
They're actually really tedious to eat. If you're in the mood for a lot of sugar, it's going to take like a half hour to eat. Yeah, then you want that.
So good. Good memories. It's good stuff. I, you know, when you first brought this whole topic up, Dave, tonight, I was like, man, I'm really having a hard time remembering a lot of this stuff, but yeah, it came flooding back.
Yeah, it came flooding back.
Seriously. Thank you so much for this topic. The Overlord has definitely brought it to the table tonight.
Definitely. Yeah. He's got a movie now and everything. It's great.
good times.
All right.
Do we get free tickets?
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right. So I think we're wrapping things up. So
I'm sorry. Tangent again. You know,
Dear God, more candy?
No. I'm done. Okay. You were starting
at the webpage.
You were starting to wrap it up, and I went on a tangent.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a fun tangent. That was candy, man.
Yeah, that was a good tangent.
Yeah. That's definitely one of the things that I thought was going to be brought up, like, more predominantly, because I thought we would kind of run dry with our memory stories. Uh-huh. And, you know, I figured we would have candy to kind of fill the void, but... It definitely took over, which is great.
Just like it does in real life.
Yeah, it does. it starts singing the Candyman right now.
The sunrise.
The Candyman can.
There we go.
The Candyman can.
Yeah.
But not the horror movie Candyman.
I was going to say, until they made it into a horror movie, then it just really kind of sucks.
Or the creepy Willy Wonka version of Candyman.
Oh, we're not talking about the Tim Burton version, are we?
No. Gene Wilder was really creepy as the candy as Willy Wonka.
You think so?
If you really watch the movie, no, Johnny Depp is just weird. Gene Wilder was subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't know he was going to be creepy until they started going through that crazy tunnel in the boat in the beginning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he starts – and he's got those crazy eyes. He always had the crazy eyes. And he's almost chanting.
Yeah.
Through it, you know, and it just gets really weird. And then at the end, he flips out.
Yeah.
With, you know, Charlie and Grandpa.
Yeah,
and he completely loses his mind and yells at him and tells him to just get out.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird movie. So anyway, tangent alert, tangent.
Oh, well, just remember, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was wine is fine, but whiskey's quicker.
No, I was quoting Gene Wilder.
Yeah, he's quoting Gene Wilder from.
Yep.
I was quoting Ozzy Osbourne from Black Sabbath, but
well, whatever way you want to go with that.
Charges, baby.
So, as I was trying to say earlier, this has been our retro memory, you know, for Halloween. We hope that this had helped our listeners, you know, remember some of those great days from retro past. Mm-hmm. And once again, hoping that you're having a happy and safe Halloween. So this is part of the program where we like to remind you that we have a website out there. It's called Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI, RetroClub.com. We've got links to our social media. We have ways that you can contact us via either leave us a voicemail or send us email, smoke signals, whatever you want to do. Just reach out and say, hey, you know, we like what you're doing, and, you know, here's some ideas for further shows and things like that. So please do that. On the same website, we also have a link to something called Patreon. Scott, you want to take that one?
Oh, sure. I was not thinking for a second there. Well, it happens all the time. Don't mind me. So Patreon is just a way for, you know, our listeners, our awesome, awesome listeners that subscribe and want to continue to listen to the show. It's just a way for you guys to help support the cost of the website and just the upkeep and the storage. And it's also a little, like a little pat on the back for us, knowing that we're doing a good job. And we always like to know that. Because who isn't looking for, you know, a little bit of exterior validation or whatever you want to call it?
Exterior validation. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Big words for a little mind. It happens once in a while. Anyway, it's just a way to help show support for the show. And please go to the bottom of our webpage and just click on Patreon and become a subscriber. And if we get more subscribers, we'll be able to put more content out there that's more of the stuff that you don't get to normally hear on the podcast. You know, more about us on the personal side, because we have a lot of conversations behind the scenes that never really makes it to the podcast. And sometimes it's not that interesting, but other times it can be very fun and a lot of interesting stuff of what's going on out there in the world. So anyway, click on that.
A lot of liquor talk.
Liquor, yes. If you want to know more about beer, like IPAs and Weiss beers or porters or whatever, we didn't get too much into it, or whiskeys. Dave and I had a great whiskey conversation last week. So as a subscriber, you would get to hear all about whiskey. So if you like to drink whiskey, go ahead and subscribe as a Patreon subscriber. So,
and really, to be honest, listener, Scott is just blowing smoke up your butt, because you send us money, we're going to buy candy cigarettes. So. Because that's how we roll.
Now, I like the ones that are the bubblegum ones that are wrapped in paper that actually blow smoke. So those are the ones that I would buy versus the hard candy type, which are fun.
Well, Scott's always been a little more uptown than I have been. So.
Yeah.
All right. So continuing on with our closing remarks, we have this other thing that we'd like you to do, and that's if you have one of those cool Apple devices, is leave us a review. Rose will tell us about that.
Hey, everybody. All right. So on your cool Apple device, which seems to be getting, you know, more momentous every year, there are bigger openings and bigger phones and bigger everything. So it'll be a fucking TV by the time 2025 rolls around. But anyway, when you have that and you have iTunes and you go on iTunes and you want to listen to a podcast, you know, you select Banzai Retro Club and you get the finest of retro podcasting there is out there. I dare someone to challenge me. And I know you're out there. I just dare you to challenge me. And so what you do is you find us, you subscribe, and you listen. You think, oh, these guys weren't kidding. This stuff is amazing. And then you leave us a review, because that's what it's all about. Everybody wants that exterior validation. And we're not any different.
External. So, I used external, the wrong word. External validation.
We're using exterior now.
No, it's exterior. I said exterior. It's supposed to be external validation. I was wrong with that.
I thought I was listening to a freaking insurance symposium. So, yeah, it's okay.
Did I put you to sleep? Really? Wow. That fast. That was quick.
Yeah, I go down pretty quick. Anyway, so
that's what she
listen.
Said.
You up. White. You hear me? Okay. You just wait. I will show up on your doorstep and kick your motherfucking ass. There. Now.
Sorry.
Get out there.
Saw the shot.
Subscribe. Review. I'm going to go find Dave. I'm going to whoop his ass.
Oh, my God. The timing doesn't get much better than that, really.
I don't know what to do anymore.
It's the perfect setup.
Drop the mic. Done.
All right, and...
12 years old.
And we're clear.
So, you know, be excellent to each other, have a good whatever. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Bonsai! Oh, that's great.
I thought about that shit after I said it. I'm like, one of these motherfuckers is gonna have something to say. I just know it.
I was just gonna send it in a messenger just because it's
Dave,
you can't ask for a better setup.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
You're getting bold in your old age.
I am.
You totally are.
I say this was definitely a fun podcast tonight, guys.
We gotta go unstructured a lot more.
Yes.
I'm just gonna kick your ass though, just so you know.
We're fucking free for all next time. We just gotta go for it.
I'm not letting that one go.
Sorry, Russ.
You will be. Don't worry.
Promise? I mean, oh, sorry. Did I say that loud? Wow.
Look at the time. It's 10:15.
Yeah, I know, right? Time to go. Gotta go. You won't be a witness to Dave's murder. Yeah.
All right. Well, love you guys. Have a good night. And I can't wait to hear this episode. Really,
it's gonna be crazy.
I'm gonna have to re-listen to this.
Yeah. I probably won't listen.
Yeah, I will definitely re-listen to this one because I had a good time.
Wow.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Right,
thanks.
Night.
You too. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.